Back in the 70s, when we looked at our state prison population, we were somewhere in the 2,000 in terms of those completely behind bars. And from that point going forward, we know where we are today in terms of roughly 22 to 23,000. And this is where this whole truth and sentencing piece played a part. You know, before truth and sentencing, if someone serves whatever sentence they're given, at roughly 25% of that sentence term, they are up for parole. I think when you look at the polls nationally, including the state, people looked at that and said, you know, we are not comfortable as a society, especially when we were talking about violent criminals. Individual has been given an opportunity for parole after they serve 25% of their sentence. So we, as a state, shift the pendulum significantly. We want to make sure that people serve their time.
I think the give and the take with truth in sentencing, and neither Representative Hutton nor I were in the legislature when this debate happened, was if a convicted individual was going to serve every single day that they were sentenced, the idea was that that sentence may be less than what it was before. We just haven't seen that follow-up. We haven't seen sentences actually be reduced. And that's really what's fueled the explosion of our prison population since the passage of truth in sentencing. And it's a national phenomenon. Representative Hutton is correct. Wisconsin was swept up with the rest of the nation in the 90s and early 2000s in this movement. And hopefully we'll be swept up with the rest of the nation that's taking a good hard look in the mirror and reviewing what we did.
It allows for that discussion to say, should there be some provision put back into our truth in sentence that allows for some mitigation for those inmates that truly, in fact, are looking for opportunities to reform personally, to take advantage of opportunities within the correction institution, have administered good behavior and well intention, and allows them to then petition a board or an appeals commission to be released early. There's debate on both sides of that, but I think it's at least worthy of a discussion to decide, is there a piece there that would benefit our Department of Corrections in allowing for some flexibility there when it's warranted?
And keep in mind, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people that are incarcerated every year. But for every one individual that shouldn't get out early because they should be punished for the severity of their crime, there are two or three individuals that really ought to get out early because their crime was based on an addiction or an undiagnosed or untreated mental health disease or is nonviolent. I mean, if we can address the root cause of that crime, we have a better likelihood that that person won't commit a crime in the future. When we have this blanket rule that applies to everyone sent to prison, yes, we do reach the end that we want for the people that are engaged in violent crime. We don't want them to get out early, but we also are closing the door on individuals that we want to rehabilitate that can be rehabilitated.
You know, Representative Goyke is so right, because when you look at our prison population, if it's 22,000 or 23,000 today, you know, roughly a third of those individuals are there for nonviolent offenses. And I think that's where there is some real across-the-aisle agreement. Are we serving them and our communities and our departments well by incarcerating those individuals? And are we diverting them to other programs that at the end of the day may be, number one, a better return on investment, but even more importantly, morally, serving those individuals with programs that can truly provide them the means that they need?
The vast majority of people that are incarcerated in the state of Wisconsin are going to come home sometime. We've got to deal with that one way or the other. And one note on the bipartisanship, the rhetoric that often comes out, and we're seeing some of it currently going back and forth on a soft on crime issue. And what's often said is that we have to have the courage to send people away. And I'm going to argue that that's the easy answer, that that's actually not the courageous answer. We need the courage to stand up and say, our system is not working, to invest in the people, to not re-victimize the community. I mean, ultimately, this is what we care about. Mm-hmm. Less crime victims, more peace in the neighborhood, more children being able to play in playgrounds and not be afraid of stray bullets. And that's the goal.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.